Talker Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast,
baby.
As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me.
That's
or
right.
You can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yes, please hit the like, subscribe.
It's going to be right here.
Notifications, if you would, please.
Right here.
Appreciate everybody out there listening.
Man.
Worldwide.
Yes.
Making things happen.
Making it happen.
Sharing all with everybody you love.
Please share. Yeah, all of that.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
So to the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
What up, yo?
What it do, baby?
Life be lifing on me all the time.
Oh yeah.
Man, I just be tired. Tired, my feet hurt, my back hurts. Life gets you down. But we're here for you.
For you.
That's right. We ain't hit the stage yet.
We haven't hit the stage today.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we're not going to hit the stage tomorrow.
100%. I know. It's just like when you don't do it, like early in the week, you feel like, But I need that time to, like, you know, decompress,
definitely reflect.
I, you know what, man, I'm slacking. I'm a goddamn slack. I know we talked about it last week about the new material and everything, and
yeah.
I have not been working on my stuff for nothing.
Say word.
Nothing.
Oh, see, the difference is I've worked on new material.
Yes, I know.
It's done well.
Yes.
Where you at, baby?
Man, I'm trying to. You know me, man. This the stuff I'm working on is touchy. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to grab. It's hard to find where it's not. I don't want to say offensive. Or sound like I'm like, hey, you know, some shit. I'm trying to find that perfect medium where, and then where to end it. You know what I mean? How do you end it? Where do I end it?
It's a work.
It's, you know, yeah, it's work.
A job,
yeah.
You know?
And, I mean, I did it on stage, obviously, you know, and I got feedback, and that's why I've been trying to work on it before I go back with it. But at
sure.
the same time, you kind of just got to do it sometimes and see where it goes. You know what I mean?
You got to do it, baby.
Yeah, I know. But truth be told, I've been slacking, everybody. And that's what happens when you get caught up in life. You know what I mean? You go through.
Because life be lifing.
I mean, last week, though, we did our material. And it's all about, one, the rep. Two, mastering that material anyway. You know what I'm saying? So
sure.
Going over the same material is not a bad thing. And I don't look at it as because we have so much, actually, that we can reach from. But we've been doing it so much, it's like to us, it's like, it's old. We need to come up with new shit. But we've said it so many times. There's plenty of people out there.
Old to you, but new to the world.
Exactly. So perfecting it is another where you come out and it looks flawless, like
sure.
you said. You know what I mean? Our last performances on, you know, we're pretty fluid. You know what
yeah.
I mean? No problems, no hitches in it. You know, it all went nice and smooth, playing with the crowd, talking to the crowd, you know what I mean? And jokes in between, everything, the performance in itself is what it is. But I do want to work on the new materials. I'm kidding.
Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
You know, what people have to realize, like, you know, what is old to you is new to the world. So just keep that in mind.
Facts.
You know, and just, you know, don't scrap nothing. Don't throw away anything. What's old to you is new to the world.
Especially if you think about it in a different light, because you could have said something, and then with new eyes looking back at it, and you're like, oh, wait, now with my confidence, I can do it this way. I could probably
Right.
I have to tell you some things I was thinking about doing, too, but it's like, you know, when you see some people do things like laying on the stage, you're like, eh, but I thought about...
Well, you know, it's like, for one, you have to think.
It's a performance.
It's a performance, yeah. and it's a skill.
Yeah.
When you do your comedy,
right,
you have to think to yourself, like, you know, try to refer back to the old days.
Right.
To your Red Fox, your mom's Maybellies, and things like that. When in the Richard Pryors, all they had was comedy albums.
Yeah.
Are you entertaining to the ear?
Right.
Versus the audio and the visual.
Right.
You know, some guys can just use visual, but you talked about before, you have to be audio exciting as well.
Yeah.
And that comes with a little acting. You have to do some acting, like maybe not visual acting, but voice acting.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Your humor
Change
has to be
characters a little
bit.
Yeah,
you
sometimes.
Have to be animated.
Yeah.
Audio. So your jokes can come through, you know, like say if you're listening to like one of the satellite stations. If you listen to satellite radio, like Laugh USA or something like that, they play a lot of comedy tracks.
Okay.
So you have to be entertained with audio and not video.
Yeah.
So, you know, work on that.
I mean, most of them are filmed, you know, even if a lot of people are like high visually, I mean, they're still going to record, like you can hear audio anyway. Like if you're driving, you listen to it anyway. You know what I mean?
You can listen to it, but are you entertaining? Are you going to capture your audience audio?
Right. These like voice inflections, things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can't be melancholy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just like, I mean, you can, I guess, but.
You can if that's your humor.
Right.
But if that's not your humor.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be conscious of. Yeah. Everything. You have to be entertaining audio and visually.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm saying, man. But. I'm trying, like I said, I'm just trying to work on new stuff.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
New stuff is good.
Yeah. Switching gears.
Mm-hmm.
What about that video you showed me?
Well, the video we showed was from the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
And it was talking about a weapon. A weapon that's used to, it has multi-functions. It can cause earthquakes.
Yeah.
It also tracks like different crafts from different
places.
Like different places.
Yeah.
Isn't
like the most powerful telescope, they said?
It's a telescope that can like.
South Pole.
Like, you know, it can cause earthquakes wherever it desires.
How does it do that, though? Because if it's on a surface like this, and it's trying, and it's South Pole, we'll say South Pole down here. New Zealand is where it said. How does it shoot?
Well, we all know that earthquakes happen because of the plates of the earth. So if it can, like, move from... sound.
Vibrations.
Vibration is sound. And if it could cause an earthquake wherever it desires, that's very dangerous.
Like pinpointing? How does it do that, though?
I'm not sure. Because a lot of people can say that life started from vibrations and sound.
You what know, a molecule is.
Well, when they chase the atoms and they get to the atom that, you know, the Bohm theory is the theorist that they start to question how it happened or how they met. And they go to sound.
We need to Google this stuff.
And it sounds like Om. Om.
Om.
That's why you hear Om. Because, you know, something like sound is so powerful.
That's like that commercial. Om, man, I hope he doesn't miss that kick.
Sound is so powerful. Sound is more powerful than people realize.
Oh,
sound is powerful.
Didn't they bring down the walls of Jericho?
Sound is very powerful. Sound is very Facts. Powerful. So, you know, you have to not underestimate sound. There's weaponry that they say that exists.
I mean, that's fact.
And you can Google this, that the McDonald's company has paid for advertisement for you to dream about McDonald's while you sleep.
What?
So for everybody out there that wake up and say, I need a quarter pounder or I need a Big Mac, that is not by chance. That is strategically
designed.
So and they pay for
hotcakes in the morning.
Like several years ago. This 2024. To me, that's scary.
Yeah, man.
That's scary.
I mean, you think about it now, the technology we have, and we're able to just do, we have it, which means it's been out. And they got drones that can pinpoint where you're at and blow you up.
Yeah, but the fact that
don't
they can
fleas, like not fleas, like flies, like drones.
They say they have flies and bees like drones, but the fact that they can have like this technology that can implant like thoughts into your brain, that's super scary to me.
Oh, for sure.
So to me, that makes me question Alzheimer's. Everything. That makes me question dementia. That makes me question serial killers. That makes me question like people that appear to be normal and then all of a sudden snap and kill people.
Well, that's because they feed them LSD.
Well, I mean, it could be like mental drugs, but it's like if there's a weapon out there that can put thoughts in your head no matter where you're located, that's some scary stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
And you know, and the fact that McDonald's Corporation invested in this.
Right.
Google this. Google it. I watched the interview on the Joe Rogan podcast, and the guy was talking. He said what this weapon can do. He said he's a whistleblower.
Right.
And when he got to that point, when he said with the weapon that the McDonald's Corporation invested in, when I Googled that, it actually exists. That equals, I believe, everything this guy is talking about.
I mean, you always wonder about people. He said he was a plumber. It's like, so how do you know about all this other stuff? I know he's in the buildings, but how do you know what the shit's called and all that
stuff? He said he was a fireman.
A fireman, but he was hired as a plumber.
And he was fireman, and he had access to all
buildings. All the rooms. Well, how do you know like what it's called and all this crazy shit?
Well, regardless of what his title was.
Yeah, that's all.
Regardless of what his title was, what he was saying.
I don't doubt any of it.
What he was saying, if you didn't believe what he was saying, you could Google it. And I Googled the McDonald's Corporation investing in advertisement into your brain while you were asleep. And made me a believer. And it also made me depressed and scary.
Yeah,
and questioned a lot of things mentally.
Right. Yeah. I get it. Shit, dude. The CIA were working on people back in the day. They had a thing called Midnight Climax where they would have prostitutes just dose Johns with LSD and they would watch them through two-way mirrors. And I guess one dude left and killed somebody. Like, because he didn't know what the hell was going on, you know what I mean? He's going somewhere, and then he ends up leaving, and he's all messed up on LSD, especially if you don't know, and they don't know the doses back then. So he was probably really messed up, yo.
That's crazy.
Yes. And then and they were saying that they used to feed Manson LSD, and, like, they trained him on how to, like, manipulate people and do that type of shit. Because every time he was arrested for something, he'd be let go, and they'd be like, it's above your pay grade, let him go. For, like car theft or some, like, miscellaneous shit. Wow. And he just kept getting away with stuff. He should have been in jail prior to, like, all those killings. He shouldn't have been even out.
He shouldn't have been in jail.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he should have been somewhere else,
probably. He shouldn't have been in jail because he never did anything.
I mean, physically, he didn't do anything.
So why is he in jail?
Because he manipulated people in order to do it. That's like me telling people to go kill people, and they did it. And I'm like, I didn't do it. They
should you be in jail for that?
I mean, if you coerce somebody for doing it. I mean, people have their own will, but I think it was some other shit, too, they got him on. I don't know if it was just for those murders, because technically, the girl, those ones went to trial for it. I don't think that's what he went to jail for. Unless they may have ratted him out and did some other stuff, but I don't know if that's what he actually went to jail for.
I think he went to prison because he was impressionable, and he was a big influence.
I mean, they used him to break down the hippie movement, basically. Because everybody was free love, LSD, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And they recruited him.
Kill the pigs, acid's groovy.
Yeah. They recruited him to manipulate people to do some murders. Problem is, you got to have a fall guy. So once you manipulate and give him LSD, you got to make sure. They were saying that Lee Harvey Oswald, after, you know, who was the one that killed Lee Harvey Oswald?
Not sure.
Who was the guy that shot him on the way to prison? Damn it, people are probably like, you dummy.
Shot Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah. Gosh, dang it. Either way, he was locked up. And they said the same doctor that was
seeing Jack Ruby?
Jack Ruby, that's who it was. Yes, see? Damn it. Thank God for Google. But I guess the same doctor, something West. I want to say, you know, some Jerry West, but I know that's the same dude for the Lakers, I think. Dr. something West, he was the same doctor that treated Manson. He went and seen Jack Ruby in prison, and I guess Jack Ruby was losing his shit, like lost his mind. Like was saying all types of weird shit. So they're saying that he dosed him with LSD there too. Dude, there's a lot of corruption that goes on in the CIA and all types of other organizations. It's crazy about it's crazy, man. You were talking about, you know, like I said, the earthquakes and, you know, from the beam and all that, and it's just like, what is this goddamn world we're living in, man? What is it?
I mean, it's
what,
like,
is it, man?
You know, wow. we were trained, or we were brought up to believe certain things.
Programmed is what we were.
We were programmed, but it's like very weird. Like, once you figure out or realize that,
you know, what, like, it is,
like storms and earthquakes are like man-made. It's really scary.
I mean, can be. They can be manipulated. That they like seed the clouds for rain and shit. Like that,
or they were man-made, created.
Not everything.
Not all of them, but I've seen a cloud that was man-made that rained.
You seen one that was man-made that rained, like it puffed out of something and started raining?
Yes.
Where?
I saw it.
But where? You seen it online or seen it in person? I saw it online. Oh, see, you gotta see it in person. I don't trust shit online. People are good. I can make a plane poot out of a cloud that fucking rained. I can do that. I made us come through a cloud with our logo like a UFO, You know your phone is beeping every time on there. You know what I'm saying, people? Look, he's just out there Googling stuff. It doesn't even matter. What are you doing?
Showing you, man.
Showing me what? The fake cloud that got put in there? I don't even got my glasses. Okay, people, he just brought up a video. So maybe you can Google some type of video that shows a cloud. All right. Oh, shit. We don't own the rights to this. I got my glasses on. Live on air. Everyone, oh, shit. Turn it down. We can't have
this. NASA created this huge facility to test out the rocket engines.
Oh,
every
shit.
Time they conduct a test, an enormous amount of hydrogen and oxygen is mixed together. As a result,
that's what it is.
Pumping water vapor into the atmosphere. After about an hour, this water vapor will eventually fall back down as rain.
Okay. Well, that's different. Yeah, he's right. He's right, everybody. That's what happens. We don't own the rights to that.
Because she heard a strange sound coming from her engine.
Oh my gosh, I'm so scared.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm just saying, like, if a machine can make a cloud, then the cloud actually rains. What else is it capable of doing?
Whatever they want.
Yeah.
I mean, I know... Facts are that they seed clouds to make it rain. I think they do that in like China or Japan like all the time or some shit. They do that shit all the time. That's the thing with the United States, though. I mean, we kind of have regulations. That's why I think there's some foul shit going on. Definitely in somebody's basement. Somebody's trying to create some shit. And other countries are working on shit all the time because they have no regulations. And they don't give two fucks.
Well, I mean, it's just like, you know.
So you never know what's going to be created by whoever out of, you know what I mean, just out of the blue. You know, because you don't know where people's minds think. Think about it. We're not scientists. So somebody who is, who's fed up with whatever the hell's going on or whatever the case, and who's an inventor, like Dr. What's his name? Brown from Back to the Future.
I don't know.
Who
but
created the time machine. All I'm just saying is there's always somebody, an outlier out there to create whatever they want. And depends on what side of the fence they're fucking on. You know what I mean? Are they a good guy or a bad guy? Are they going to use their good shit for good or bad? You know what I mean?
You never know.
And most inventions are used for both purposes. I think they were saying this one dude who created the Nobel Peace, who got voted for the Nobel Peace Prize, was also wanted for like war criminal because he created like odorless gas or whatever that was used to gas Jewish people. But he also did something else that created some other thing that was a good thing.
Well, what we know is natural gas is odorless.
Yeah, I understand.
There's a fragrance to it, but that was purposely done so we can recognize it.
But what I'm saying is he actually created like gas that you could just use to like kill somebody with, and it wasn't a good thing. Something he did, which they used in, what I want to say, World War One or some shit. Either way, he was up for the Nobel Peace Prize and war criminal for that.
At the same time. That's weird.
Crazy, dude.
Crazy.
That's how this world is, man. That's like Hitler was voted, he was like man of the year, I think.
What, three times?
I don't know, it was three times.
Twice or three?
I know at least once. At least once. And then he did what he did. You see what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know what we're living in is what I'm saying, but...
Hey, also, while I'm thinking about it, I want to retract the statement from last
episode. Yeah. You brought that up.
DJ Mr. C was not gunned down. I looked at my sources. I mean, at the time when I looked it up, it said that he was a victim of a drive-by shooting. And now my sources say that he was not a victim of a drive-by shooting. I don't know what happened to DJ Mr. C. Rest in heaven.
Yeah.
And, you know, peace to his family and friends. I'm not sure what happened. So, But on the last episode, I stated that he was killed by a drive-by, but I don't think that's true. So by the source that I looked up, that's what it said. But I retract that statement. I'm not sure what happened to DJ Mr. C.
Damn Google machine.
Yeah.
You never know what you're looking at. People put anything on the internet. They just want clicks.
Scary.
They just want clicks. Yeah, either way, man. Death is scary, dude. I think about it, man. We go to bed every day, and we just assume we're going to wake up the next day.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, fear about it, but at the same time, is consciousness is a big thing. It's like when you sleep, do you feel like your body's just asleep and your mind is free to do whatever?
Well, you really don't know, so that's why you should thank God every day you wake up.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, man.
Thank God every day you wake up.
It's like, what? I mean, look, we're midlife.
48.
I'll be 46 next week. Oh, next week's a big week. We got Yalise Dickerson's.
Shout out to Yalise Dickerson.
Shout out to Yalise Dickerson.
Is there a show or is she coming on?
Special. It's her special. We're going to see.
We're going to check her
out. No, hers is in May. I think we
got her for May.
Yeah,
we're going to have her on the show.
Yeah, but her special is next week and then my birthday. So the day this airs, actually, 2 days from there will be my birthday.
Happy birthday.
25th, people. Woo! 46. Anyway, midlife.
Bless you.
Midlife. Not to say that we're going to make it to 80. God bless. Only can hope. But damn, dude. You got to look at life. Hopefully we make it at least 90. So that's
Or
something. So that's 44, 42 years left in this world.
Or something.
Isn't it sad? Because I think that's the one thing that separates us from like animals and everything else is that we know it.
They probably know it too.
Do they?
That's why they run away. If they're like...
No, they just get startled.
Well, in the city, you ever heard about an animal running away to die?
I've heard about cats know when, or like animals know kind of when it's time. But that's like later on. They're not like saying like, shit, in 2 more years, it's about time. I'm about to be dead. And I know we're not saying that, but it's like
I think animals know. Hoping. That's why they run away and then they go die.
No, they know like close to when they're gonna. That's like us being like 85. I'm like, all right, let me go over here for a little bit, guys. I'm just going to take a nap. I don't want to tell nobody. I'm going to go down to camp. Just stay there for a little until I pass away. I mean, no, people don't. I mean, I'm sure some people out there do that shit. I guarantee they do that shit.
I'm sure they do too.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I'm not saying that. We don't know what animals think. I always try to avoid them on the road. I don't try and hit them, but I don't think twice.
I don't try to hit them either.
I don't think twice about squishing a goddamn ant, though, or some shit in the house.
I mean, because they're so microscopic, you don't know if you
step in. That's fucked up, though, man. Isn't that messed up?
Just know that you're a murderer.
I do. I feel bad.
You're a murderer.
But you're not going to walk around in my house and eat my food. That we spilled on the floor.
Everybody is a murderer. You're a murderer.
Killing spiders.
Kill spiders without even thinking about it.
Without even thinking about it. Ew!
You kill ants. Ants. Without even thinking about it.
You might even burn them all.
Cockroaches without even thinking about it.
Not even thinking about it. Any insect is gone.
You're a bloody murderer.
Flies? People chase them around.
I hate flies.
I can't stand a fly.
I won't stop until I kill a fly.
You like to eat them.
I eat flies. I eat gnats.
Like a gnat at a barbecue.
I like protein.
Pause.
From gnats and bugs. No Diddy.
No Diddy. Why you say no Diddy now? Is it because Diddy's a Diddier?
That's right.
Wow. You be diddying in booty holes, little boy booty holes, allegedly?
I don't know.
Allegedly.
No Diddy.
Any updates? I don't heard no arrests.
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. A lot of hoopla. What are they covering up?
Who knows?
The elections are coming.
Who knows?
What's going on, man? Is it Trump and Biden again? Is that like the two? You know Trump's going to win.
I have no idea.
Oh, God. What are we doing?
I have no idea.
What's going on with America?
I don't
know. Is this like Sodom and Gomorrah?
I have no idea.
Dude, are we going to die?
I don't know. I don't have these answers.
What's going on, everybody? What are we doing?
I have no answer.
That's terrible.
I wish I knew, but I don't.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. I don't want to end it on this note. Is this bad note to end stuff on?
I don't know, but where can they find you?
Oh my God. Everybody, hold on. I don't want to end it. But I'm sorry. These are questions we're going to let you ponder until next episode. You can follow me at Justin Funk Comedy on all platforms, everybody.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast.
Please hit the like, subscribe, notifications if you right would. This is short and sweet. You know, it's how we get down. A little bit here and there, talking a little crazy. We'll see you next week. We're going to have a good talk because we're going to see a special. Peace out.
Peace.
Midnight Paco Podcast.